A Brattleboro chef is helping her community through the pandemic by doing what she does best, cooking. It began simply enough for Nicole Reisman. She made a few posts on social media offering meals to anyone who might need one, then prepared the meals with ingredients she had on hand, giving them away for free. Now, several months into the pandemic, she's using donated food, time, and funds to make hundreds of meals a day, at no cost to those who ask for one. And she's just turned the project into an official nonprofit business. Here to tell us more about Nicole's community kitchen is Nicole Reisman. Welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
What made you think to put that initial call out on social media?
Well, you know, it's just, I guess I've always kind of donated time to soup kitchens. I was pretty new to Vermont, but was participating in, you know, like a Buy Nothing group on Facebook. And, you know, I thought this is the one, you know, something I have to give. So that's where it started.
And who responded?
Just various people in the community, you know, that were particularly food insecure.
Did you expect people to respond? I mean, was it sort of like a call out in the darkness and then people came in, or did you sense that people would respond?
Well, initially I was curious. I didn't know that people would, but several people did. And, you know, I was thrilled. You know, I did explain that I'm a professional chef, so that may have helped. but then, you know, people got to know me a little bit that way. But again, I only came here last September, and I probably started doing that in October. But it was on a very small scale.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, did people know that you were a chef? Or was this like, you know, some lady's putting it out there that she's going to feed us if we want a meal?
I think, you know, I don't know if I said it actually in the post or in the comments or, you know, through some banter, but, you know, people became aware that I was a professional chef.
Can you tell us a little bit about your culinary background?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it all started because my mother is a chef or was a chef, and she had a catering company out of our home when I was a child called Call Your Mother Catering. So I was always around it, and I knew that's what I wanted to do. So I immediately got into hospitality, and she and I did a lot of catering work together. And we worked on helping people open restaurants and get their kitchens ready. And then I ended up moving to Oxford, Mississippi, where I became an executive chef of a restaurant there. And I read Bobby Flay's first cookbook and fell in love with his cooking style and basically harassed him until I got a job. And worked for him for about 5 years. And then I ended up moving to England because I got married to a British man. And, you know, continued in the industry in many different forms while in England. And then I moved to Thailand for a while and continued in the industry and Israel. And then I came back to the United States at the end of 2017, I think, and have continued in the industry. And I moved to Vermont in mid-September after being offered a role here or nearby. And unfortunately, that didn't work out, but I absolutely love Brattleboro and just started doing some private chef experience, private chef work. And then COVID hit, and there you have it. You know, this just went crazy.
Yeah. So how are you then, you know, if the job that you moved to Vermont for wasn't happening, how have you been able to afford to do this, to cook this food, to do this kind of work, to give the meals away for free?
Well, at first I was self-funding, but that couldn't go on long because, you know, I'm just a chef. You know, soon everybody, you know, just started, you know, it started out as a one-man band, but quickly became just a complete community project in terms of receiving donations, to people volunteering to make baked goods or cards to go in the bags, volunteers for driving. So, you know, I was reminded of the stone soup story, if you're familiar with that. And, you know, that's really exemplifies what happened here is, you know, everyone has just been adding to the pot of what Nicole's Community Kitchen can offer.
It sounds like, though, at the beginning, people really were bringing you sort of individual ingredients, but that may not be the best way to organize, you know, an actual sort of business. So how are you organizing this Nicole's Community Kitchen now?
Well, at first, when it was smaller numbers, I got up to about 70 people a day. I was doing it out of my apartment. And then, miraculously, in April, a local restaurateur, John Julian from Top of the Hill Grill, who didn't know me at all but had heard about what I was doing, offered me the use of his idle kitchen, which was a complete game changer. The United Way of Windham County reached out to me and offered me a grant. They then became a fiscal sponsor to receive another small grant from the New England Environmental Grassroots Fund. Putney Charities made a very generous donation. And I started a GoFundMe that has generated, well, I think it's close to $6,000 now.
So what's the future then of Nicole's Community Kitchen? This is something you plan to continue?
Well, you know, it's not where my head was at, but I've fallen in love with feeding, you know, Brattleboro and the surrounding communities. And, you know, this has kind of organically turned into something, you know, big. And I'm officially now a Vermont incorporated nonprofit, thanks to the help of my pro bono attorneys, Costello, Belente, and Gentry. They've been incredible. And we're in the process of filing the 501c3. And I am going to be partnering with the Latches Pub to keep Nicole's Community Kitchen alive and running for well into the future. And that's going to look like a lot of different things, but I don't want to give it all away yet. But there's a lot of exciting things to come.
That sounds great. You mentioned that you're, you know, you're relatively new to Brattleboro. Has doing this and has the volume of it over the last couple of months changed your connection to your community?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I have lived all over the world. And I've never felt so connected to a community like I do here. You know, my mother moved in with me recently and she's now in hospice. And I have, you know, people reaching out to me all the time. How can we help you? I had a fall and, you know, the community just completely rallied around me. And, you know, I feel like this is home.
Can you describe one of your meals for us so we can understand not only, you know, what you're cooking, but what it feels like to cook for your home, your community now?
Well, it's been so wonderful. I'll tell you about the last meal I did, and but there's kind of a lead up to it. So I lived in northern Thailand in Chiang Mai for 2.5 years. And I decided to make a very traditional dish from there called khao soi, which is basically a chicken curry with egg noodles and pickled mustard greens and, you know, cilantro and green onions and lime juice and some fried egg noodles on top. And I did a som tam, which is a green papaya salad and mango sticky rice for desserts. And Paul A. Boyd Farm made cookies to go in the bags as well. But, you know, if I had started out cooking dishes like that, I don't know how many orders I would have gotten. but, you know, I started out, you know, doing some, you know, like pot pies, things like that. But as people have come to know me, they, you know, they're just enjoying my food and trying everything. And that's wonderful.
Well, it sounds wonderful and delicious. Nicole, thank you so much for talking with us and good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Nicole Reisman is a chef and organizer of Nicole's Community Kitchen in Brattleboro. And we want to thank Wendy O'Connell, who hosts a community talk show on Brattleboro Community TV, who interviewed Nicole and told us first about this story.